glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
It's Thursday, March 24th. I'm Tim Nelson. This is Mark and Friends from Great News Media. Thank you for being here with us today. I'll share some listener comments and letters toward the end of the program. Between now and then, some music that we hope will be a blessing to you and that you can sing along with. Isaiah 55, verse 2 says, "Let your soul delight itself in abundance." When Satan tried to trap Jesus at the beginning of his ministry, he used the same temptations he uses today. One trap was the lure of things. Jesus had fasted for 40 days, remember, and Satan tried to take advantage of his hunger by urging him to use his supernatural power to turn stones into bread. Jesus replied, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." That's recorded in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Not from Satan's mouth, but from God's. Sure, bread is important, but it isn't all important, as Satan was suggesting to him. Pleasure and recreation have their place, but they mustn't have first place. Money is necessary, but money must serve us. We're not to serve it. Isaiah said, "Listen carefully to me and let your soul delight itself in abundance." Yes, delight in abundance, the abundance God gives you, both material and spiritual. Especially delight in the abundance of joy that comes from His presence. Satan will always offer us substitutes. Refuse them. Susan Ashton with Hunger and Thirst on Mark and Friends. Grace is God's unmerited favor, and we need God's grace because we sin every day. In fact, we probably sin more than we think we do. The Bible says if we claim we have no sin, we're only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. That's from 1 John chapter 1, verse 18. Justice is getting what we deserve, mercy is not getting what we deserve, and grace is getting what we don't deserve.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious, dear, that grace appeared. I first believed, oh, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun.
Friends, got a just an interesting word for us today, the word perspective. Perspective, because perspective can really change everything. So you think about perspective in the middle of what we're going through right now, and you think, some people are like, oh, this is great, this is amazing, this is, I have more time with my family, and I have this, everything's gonna be awesome. And then other people are like, I'm the most stressed out I've ever been, I've just got, it's just, now the situation is all the same, but perspective seems to be different. So I'm challenged in perspective. It says in Psalm 121, it's kind of an odd verse, but listen to what it says. In verse 1 of Psalm 121, David says, I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? It's like, that's kind of weird. Like, does this help come from the mountains? Is that what his help, where his help comes from? Well, you have to understand a little bit about David. in that he probably wrote this at a time where he would look at the mountains and remember his past life when he was being chased through the mountains and was being chased really for his life from King Saul. And so he would look at the mountains and he would remember darkness and he would remember despair and he would remember being on the run. He's like, I lift my eyes to the mountains and I see all the trouble that I was in. Where does my help come from? Then in verse 2, it says this, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So it's a matter of perspective. David's saying, even though I see the things that were coming against me, and maybe he's even gone through seasons where it's just not easy. It's like I lift my eyes up to the mountains and I see everything that's going on, but my perspective is not on the mountains. My perspective is on what God can do, on the maker of heaven and earth, on the maker of the mountains. I was talking with a friend some time ago, and she had gone through cancer, and it had taken away some of her sporting activities in her senior year, and that was a huge deal. And so she was a pretty low point. And so talking on the phone, you know, I just said she had some cancer in her leg, and they had to take out, you know, there's a little bit of a part of her leg that was just missing. It wasn't debilitating, but you could look down and see there was a small chunk that was gone. And I said, hey, look at your leg. I said, what do you see? And she says, I see cancer. I see that my my senior year was taken away from me. I see that my volleyball career was taken away from me. And I said, oh, that's interesting, because I think you could look at that and you could say, what do I see? I see a God who healed my cancer. I see a God who didn't leave me. I see a God who proved himself in the past. I see it's all the same. It's just a matter of perspective. Where does our help come from? Listen, our help is not going to come from the government. Our help is not going to come from if we can just get everybody back to normal. Our help comes from the maker of heaven and earth. So it's a matter of perspective. And I know these days are challenging our perspectives big time. But let's make sure that we don't keep our eyes on the mountains, but that we're keeping our eyes locked in on the one who made the mountains. It's all a matter of perspective.
That's Pastor Scott Longyear. He's heard on all of our great news media stations with his 1 minute daily feature, Scott's Daily Word. Right there, he was just turning on his phone, it looked like, and was recording something he wanted to say about perspective. And I hope that is a blessing to you and will encourage you today.
I look up to the mountains. Does my strength come from the mountains? No. My strength comes from God, who made heaven and earth and the mountains.
My help comes from you. You're right here.
As we look forward to the Easter holiday, which, by the way, is April 15th this year, it's good for us to focus on what Christ did for us and how we can get close to Him. We can have closeness with Jesus, spending time with Him in His Word and in prayer, living in His presence, because every day we need fresh strength from Him, right? Too many times we may see what's wrong with ourselves and try to fix it through our own strength. But having a personal relationship with Christ means we can completely depend on Him, taking all the weight off of ourselves and putting it all on Him.
Faithful God, ever true, You are the one that we lean upon. Faithful God, Lord, it's You. You are the one that we look upon. Every day, Lord, Your mercies are new. Every day, Lord, we're trusting in You. Faithful God, You stay the same.
Trusting in You, faithful God.
It's good to hear from Valerie, a listener in Springfield, that says, thank you for airing Dr. J. Vernon McGee and Through the Bible. Although Dr. McGee is in heaven, the program continues to give God's people hope all year long. Blessings to you folks at WLUJ. Thanks, Valerie. Also, we want to say hello to Marty, a Great News Radio listener. She says she's so excited to begin a new year with Great News Radio. God has answered so many prayers for my family. I know that whatever comes our way, he will never leave us or forsake us. His word says so. Praying he will bless Great News Radio greatly and continuously. Thank you, Marty, from Muhammad, for that encouraging word. We would love to hear from you if you want to drop us a line online. We're at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, or wluj.org. Hey, I hope you'll be back here tomorrow with us as Pastor Jason Schiffo will be in the studio with Mark at 7:32 a.m. and p.m. If you would like to hear today's Mark and Friends program again, or if you missed any part of it, you can hear that online by going to greatnewsmedia.org and clicking on the Mark and Friends tab. Have a great rest of the day. I'm Tim Nelson, and I'll plan on talking with you next Thursday here on Mark and Friends from Great News Media.